good morning, good day, good afternoon, good vibes, whatever you're doing, make sure that it's good. I hope y'all are having a great Motivation Mondays. I'm Mario Marino, aka Follow Mario, and you're listening to the second season of Motivation Mondays presented by Moonrise Social Club. We're so glad that you're here. Let's go ahead and get right into it. Hello everyone, this is Mario Marino here, aka Follow Mario, and welcome to episode 1, season 2 of Motivation Mondays. I am so happy you guys are here. Motivation Mondays season 1 was so successful and you guys loved it so much, I figured we'd come back and talk a little bit more. There's a lot of different topics out there that we need to bring to the table and talk about so that we can stay motivated, inspired, or just heard. I think there's so much weight that we're all carrying. We have to unpackage that, unlearn things that we've learned in the past, and just grow as individuals. So hopefully this podcast is inspiring and motivating for you guys. Today's topic that we're really going to talk about is an ugly truth. It's really about burnout. And burnout is a real thing. I think so many people have a negative connotation of burnout, that it's for the weak, but especially surviving a global pandemic, a volatile job market, the crazy changes of having to work from home and adapting, we're going through it. We're the human body and what our minds have to put up with and process is absolutely incredible. And I don't think we give it enough credit. I think burnout is real and people need to understand that and understand the signs of it and how to cope with it. I think sometimes we just need to pause and remember what's important in life. And, you know, I'm living proof of that. I was really kind of at my burnout point and really, you know, thought what would fuel me and has always fueled me has been work. I'm a workaholic and I know that. I've gone from, you know, job to job and just really always trying to put my best foot forward everywhere that I went and take on new challenges and take on new risk. And when I'm about to, you know, reach my full potential, I look to see if there's anything else. And maybe that's the millennial spirit in me of never being satisfied and always wanting more for myself. But, you know, at the end of the day, you have to love who you come home to and what your life is about. And I realized that my life was so flooded with work and content and putting things out and making sure that I upheld this certain status that I felt I needed to. And I got exhausted. I got absolutely exhausted. And I realized in that process that, you know, maybe I need to pause. Maybe I need to shake things up and do something different. For me, rest is very different. Rest isn't always just, you know, being lazy, sitting on the couch. I'm not a big TV person. I actually really don't like TV. So for me to sit and do that, that's not resting for me. Resting is still being productive and still, you know, being alone with my thoughts and planning my next step and looking at things differently. But I needed to sacrifice and pause some of those things that were taking up some of my time. So really that's why I kind of stepped away from Motivation Mondays. But now being refreshed, recharged, I realized how much I liked it and how therapeutic it was. But you have to be conscious of when you're reaching that point. So many people suffer through it and they get sick physically, mentally. You just can't take it. And I think with so much change and so much activity, our brains are just on, you know, overtime trying to figure out how are we navigating this? Are we doing enough? We're at home all the time, but we crave social interaction, but then we don't when we're in it. So then you get social anxiety about going out, and then you feel like you're not contributing enough, you're not saving enough, you're at home, but you're still spending money on Seamless. Like, it's this vicious cycle of us being like, what the hell are we doing in life, and how do we get control of it? And I think that is a stage of burnout. That's probably one of the most critical stages of burnout, for you to essentially pause and say, no, let me drown out the noise. Let me say, what is important in life and what do I want to do? And I think that is such an important question to ask yourself. You know, I'm a big believer that anything you want in life, you can go after, but you really have to have the focus and mindset of what it is that you want and have clarity on your goals. So if you want a house in upstate New York and you want to move, put all of your goals towards saving money for that house and starting to find a real estate agent and all of that. Or if you want to be, you know, successful at work, start to make sure that you're dedicating time to yourself to learn a new skill, take a new course or something that's going to benefit you in the workplace. But I think so often than not, because of social media, it makes us feel like we're not good at anything and we need to be the best version of ourselves at everything. And that's impossible. So I think you really have to drown out the noise and ask yourself, what is it that you truly want in life and what do you want to do? And once you figure that out, which may take some time, but once you figure that out, then you can decide where you place your time and energy so your energy is well spent and you actually become very fulfilled by how you're spending your energy and time because it's towards something that you want. Versus what burnout really starts to become is when you're not interested in things, when you're not getting that fulfillment, you're not getting that reward after you've worked so hard at something, you just feel weak and you feel exhausted. So I think that's a huge thing that people don't talk about. Burnout really occurs when there's, you know, that lack of interest, lack of motivation, lack of drive. It just becomes too much because you're trying to do too much at the same time. So something to think about as we kind of navigate this space. And another thing that I want to talk about is this hustle lifestyle, this hustle culture. We don't always have to be hustling. Contrary to popular belief, we fill our schedules and time with things to keep us so busy, but it may not be providing very much value. You know, I think a lot of people work very hard. They don't work very smart. So you end up being so busy, you have this very long to-do list. But how much of it is really moving the needle? How much of it is getting you to where you want to go? And I think we like to think of ourselves as busy worker bees, but not really thinking about the end goal of what we're trying to achieve. You don't have to keep up with everything and everyone all the time. And I think one of the things that I've really learned by taking some time off, and I actually took some time off in between starting Moonrise Social Club and, you know, my work situation, to where I didn't work. I didn't work for 2 months and really took the time to get comfortable with that. That was such an uncomfortable feeling for me to just sit and be alone with my emotions and thinking that I had to constantly be doing things when really what I needed to be doing was strategically planning how my next step was going to come to life and what I was going to do with this agency, what happened. But instead, I found myself, you know, wanting to clean the apartment every single day, wanting to make sure that I did laundry and pick up the dry cleaning, and I should be taking the dog for a walk 3 times a day, and all of I should be cooking my own food and all of that stuff. And some of that was true. I did need to be, you know, doing that. But other things, I just found myself of like making to-do lists for the sake of making a to-do list. And then finally, like 2 weeks into it, I was just like, I just need to stop. I just need to stop for a second, unlearn the things that I think that I have to be doing, and unlearn and unpackage that as to why. Don't think so much. Take the time to think about what's important, but don't overthink, and reset. Hit the reset button. When your computer is on crazy overdrive, it's not working, you have too many windows open, what do? You hit reset. You start the computer again and hope it works. But in this scenario, it will work. I promise you that. You have to kind of reset, reframe your mind, and just live well. And to really add on to that, on the concept of living well, I read this quote that I believe from memory was, living well depends on thinking well. And that really stuck with me. So often we treat our mind like it just will be perfect and, you know, we don't have to worry about it. But mental health is equally as important as physical health. And it really needs to be strengthened. You need to be aware of how you're feeling mentally. You need to be in tune with it. If you're not, all the toxic thoughts come in, all of the negativity clouds your mind, and it prevents you from being the best version of yourself. So I really like to think of the you know, mind as a muscle. And just like you have to go to the gym and work out and strengthen the muscle so it's strong, that's what you need to do with your mind. So that was the biggest eye-opening thing for me in this whole journey of burnout, was really trying to figure out how could I strengthen my mind. And I did that in two ways that were very, very simple. One, having a gratitude journal. I found this really amazing journal called the 5-Minute Journal. You can get it on Amazon or, you know, just Google it, the 5-Minute Journal. And essentially what it is every single morning, you're supposed to take 5 minutes of your day and write things that you're grateful for, write in it things that you want to manifest, and really kind of level set your expectations for the day. You're supposed to do it at the beginning of the day and the end of the day to reflect on what happened throughout the day. And I think, you know, I think it was Kevin Hart that said, like, bad things will always happen. Life is really about how you react to it. So I don't know if that was Kevin Hart. I feel like I saw that this morning on Instagram. It could have been from anyone. But it's really about that reaction and your perception of what happened. So having a gratitude journal is something that you can take a look at and, you know, really get in tune with what you want for the day, and then managing your expectations and reactions coming out of that day. So that was something that really helped me. And then the second thing was actually physical exercise. Through COVID, I really let myself go. I was ordering fast food all the time. I was, even though we were working from home, I was in meetings 24/7, it felt like. And I just didn't have time to eat properly and work out. And what do you do when you have 10, 15 minutes to order food? And the only thing that can come that quickly is McDonald's. You order McDonald's. Now, granted, could I have cooked? Yes, but I'm a horrible cook, so I rely on David a lot for the cooking. But it was a scapegoat, it was an excuse, and it was something that I didn't prioritize. I didn't prioritize my physical health. So, you know, if I wasn't prioritizing my physical health, my mental health wasn't in alignment too. And what I found is physical health, whether I went to the gym and ran for 15 minutes or I did a full, like, HIIT cardio workout for an hour, the effect was the same, just mentally getting in the mindset of doing something that was good for my body, good for me, just made me feel good. So those were the two things that really kind of helped pivot my mindset and made me feel a hell of a lot better about myself coming out of burnout. So, you know, I really do believe it's kind of like a recovery. Once you are burnt out and once you've kind of reached your maximum point of no return, I guess, but there is a return, is you have to figure out what works for you and find things to kind of help cope and reframe your mind so it becomes strong enough so that you can continue on and do whatever it is that you want to do. All tying back to what do you want to do, making sure that you're able to refocus and reframe to get yourself to a good place. So yeah, so that is kind of what I wanted to talk to you guys about. You know, how do you really work with burnout? How do you really get yourself in the right mindset? Things to keep in mind and be aware of, you know, this hustle culture of not feeling that you have to always keep up. I've talked about this many times before, and I think we all need to be reminded burnout is real, and it's something that you need to, you know, constantly be aware of, constantly be in check with your body, your mind, and what to do with that. So if you're feeling a little overwhelmed, if you're feeling a little bit like you're getting to the point of burnout, hopefully this kind of gave you some tips. If for anything, know that you're not alone. Many, many people are experiencing this. The depression, the mental health rates, you know, therapy is all through the roof during this pandemic. So we have to be very mindful of that and making sure that we're taking care of ourselves. I love you guys so much, and I hope you're getting something very rewarding or therapeutic out of this. And I can't wait to talk to you guys next week for episode 2 of Motivation Mondays. Until then, you guys have a fantastic week, and we'll chat soon.